The Great Salt Lake is a unique landscape and supports many unusual ecosystems. Although a railroad cuts the lake into two arms, there are a few culverts that can be used to control salt concentration between the lake's arms. Jamie Butler is a coordinator for the Great Salt Lake Institute and says with industry and wildlife concentrated in the south part of the lake, a major focus is preventing the south arm from getting too salty as the lake dries up. However, closing the culverts comes at the expense of the north arm, putting unique species and ecosystems at risk.
I worry about dust coming off of the lake. The salty dust has toxins in it that have come out of the watershed, will be blown off of Great Salt Lake and can end up harming surrounding systems. We would definitely lose one of the world's largest breeding grounds for American white pelicans.
If the health of either arm of the lake is ignored, Butler says this hits wildlife and humans hard.
Great Salt Lake encompasses freshwater to super hypersaline water and everything in between that support a diversity of life. And we are seeing right now the effects of not caring about it. You know, shrinking lake levels, dust storms, increasing salinity.
Even as such a complex issue, Butler says there's hope. She says, though, this will require smart water laws and a lot of creativity.
Thinking outside of the box and supporting people who are finding creative solutions to our water problems, because we will all be affected. You know, we've been managing Great Salt Lake for over 150 years. So we have the power to manage it in a sustainable way that we just, I think, have missed the mark on. And I do have a lot of hope.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.